From Parliament Hill, tears are flowing freely there among politicians of all stripes. Former Finance Minister Jim Flaherty has died less than a month after retiring as a federal finance minister with a huge record. We're expecting to hear from the Prime Minister at any moment, and 680 News will take you there live.
And 680's political affairs specialist John Stahl has followed Jim Flaherty's career since his days in the Ontario Tory cabinet of Mike Harris. And John joins us now live with a look at the impact of this politician. John?
Oh, he had a tremendous impact, Marlene, right across the country. And yes, I knew him well. I worked with him at Queen's Park when he served with Mike Harris as finance minister. He had a ton of integrity and cared deeply about the health of the provincial and national economy. I remember him one day looking ashen-faced after learning of job losses in the manufacturing sector here in Ontario. He was in the foyer of Queen's Park. And you don't find many politicians who wear their emotions on their sleeve like Jim Flaherty did that day. He was in the job of politics for the right reasons. He was dedicated and full of conviction, even if it was unpopular politics. You might remember like the surprise move he made on Halloween night back in 2002 to kill income trusts because he felt they were beginning to be a serious long-term tax drain on the federal treasury. He did that overnight and didn't make a lot of friends with that move in the Conservative Party or in any other government sector. But he thought it was the right thing to do, just as he orchestrated the deficit response to the financial crisis while steering the country through that global calamity. He did have leadership aspirations, however, ran for the Ontario leadership of the Conservative Party and lost before moving up to Ottawa, where he has served as the Prime Minister's point man, as the only finance minister under Stephen Harper until his recent surprise resignation, presented 8 budgets for the Harper governments and brought the books into balance, he said on his resignation just a month ago, by the spring of next year, just before the next election. It was never clear whether he was going to run again in the fall, but certainly this news is totally unexpected and is a shock to all who cover politics in this country. At the political desk, John Stahl, 680 News.